You're listening to The Breaking Point on 91.3 WHJE. My name is Ryan Ruthroff, as always, in Jackson Hammond. Welcome back to The Breaking Point here only on 91.3. You said wedding in general.
Boys don't know about weddings.
Say it again.
Yes, I get to say it one more time.
Jackson Ammons. Here we got Olivia, Addie, and Ryan.
Ben.
The cashier turns around, and he throws a 3.5-foot alligator into the driveway.
Name a country with a very long name. Kurt.
Uzbekistan.
Number one is now 9-9.
Oh, it's 2-1. Harrison Ford will be unveiling Disney's Star Wars.
I'm really excited. This is the Halloween edition of next week.
Be ready.
You have reached the point of no return.
It's that time again. It's time for Breaking Point, episode 46. It's the very first episode of 2017.
What?
That's kind of hype. Hey, happy New Year, guys. Hope you guys had a great winter break. That was a few weeks ago.
And holidays.
And obviously, yeah, all that good stuff. Here with me got Ethan Sellers, Griffin Gonzalez, and Kurt Spittler from CHTV.
How's it going?
How you doing, man?
Okay. The other team.
Yeah, now, we're going to play some breaking... We don't need to start that. We got some Breaking Feud action coming up later in the show. These guys, they've gone head-to-head before. Can we get a recap on what happened real quick?
I believe I was cheated, actually.
The excuses are still coming out. That was like a year ago.
Yeah, I still think I can get the W today. Okay. I feel like I dominate Kurt actually in every facet of life. So today we'll just be adding to that list.
Kurt, undefeated. Okay, he's very proud, very, very, very proud to admit that. Griffin, you're looking for the comeback.
I'm defeated. I don't think I've ever won the Breaking Feud, but
it happened today.
I have a feeling it's going to happen today. After all, Kurt's wearing an Indians jersey, and that showed how it worked out for them, so...
Okay, so Kurt just needs to gain, it's 1-7, so he can definitely gain a 3-1 lead.
Yeah, 3-1. There you go.
And blow it. Gotta bring it up. I hate it, but we gotta bring it up. Chargers announcing they're moving to L.A. A few hours ago, and I'm not sure how I feel about that. Me being a Chargers fan and everything. I'm not sure.
If you didn't know, Jackson is a diehard Chargers fan.
I can't. And my dad's a diehard Bronco fan, so it's fun that way. But I don't. You know, out of this entire situation, the thing that annoys me the most is their new logo.
So bad. It took someone so long to come up with that, and it's literally the Dodgers logo with the lightning bolt at the end.
Let's take the Dodgers logo, move the L left, and then the A left, and then we can just put a lightning bolt on it.
It's terrible.
Somebody got paid to do that.
2-2?
2-2.
Oh, jeez.
2-2. Name something people would travel all over the world to see. Griffin.
Attractions.
Okay, you gotta be specific here.
The Empire State Building.
Not on there.
Eiffel Tower,
not on there.
Disneyland.
Not on there.
Are you serious?
Think of events. That
oh, event?
Events.
Oh, come on, man. You got
the Super Bowl.
There you go, number two.
So the Olympics.
Don't I win?
Yes, you do.
I got the point, right?
Yes, because Griffin started.
Yes, yeah, thank
so you.
So
you got it. 3-2. Olympics was number one. You got the World Cup at number three, the ball drop, and the Mardi Gras.
Do a lot of people travel for the ball drop?
I don't know.
I think so. You see all those people
there. There's like thousands.
Yeah.
It's insane. God, I thought those were just New Yorkers and tourists.
I bet New Yorkers don't like it.
All right. Griffin, you have to get this point in order to say it. If you don't, you will lose. Name something that changes color. Kurt.
Chameleon.
Number one.
Goodbye.
Griffin.
Griffin. I thought my hand was up first, but you know what? It's fine. It's good.
Better to look next year.
Can we get an instant reaction? Do you agree with me that it was Kurt?
I think it was Kurt too, yeah. I'm sorry. Here, one more. Kurt gets the win, but here's name something a dentist might give you. Griffin.
Fluoride.
Fluoride is not on there.
Are you serious?
A toothbrush.
Number one. Great job. It's Wednesday. We're prepping for Breaking Point like we always do. And we're like, hey, we're a little hungry right now. Let's head down to the vending machine. And we head down to the vending machine, and I'm like talking to Ethan. I'm like saying, hey, what's up, man? Tell him a story and stuff.
How's
like
it going,
that.
You know?
He's talking back to me, and all of a sudden he just stops talking. I'm like, boy. Yeah, you gonna finish this conversation?
I see this big object in the distance. I'm just like, what is that?
He's legit just staring at it. I'm like,
He's looking at me like, have you gone crazy? What's happening?
I turn around in the middle of the cafeteria and nobody's around. It's just this robot with like this green little
blinking light.
Light camera on top of it.
With
and,
like a bunch of cords coming out. Like it wasn't like a Wally. It was just like cords everywhere.
It wasn't a bunch of cords. It was like hundreds of cords.
It was ridiculous.
It was probably like four and a half feet tall. And this thing, whew, this thing was crazy.
So we sat there, and we're like, we didn't know whether if we should go up to the robot or if like it would attack us. We were unaware of what this robot could do. So we just kind of sat there staring at it for a good minute.
We went up, kind of inspected it later. We were like, okay, uh-huh. You got some wheels there uh-huh. on top.
Uh-huh.
A
little like a propeller thing.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know how to describe it.
Okay, this thing's not weird at all.
Mm-hmm.
Finally, some guy comes, and he's a part of Tech Hounds. Uh-huh. And I'm like, okay, this doesn't have to be that bad.
Okay.
And we were like, hey, man, can we interview you? And he's like, yeah, sure. So he's talking to me. His name's Bo. And he's just talking to me about Tech Hounds and all the things he does in Tech Hounds. And, oh, my gosh. So we start talking about the robot.
This robot's insane.
This robot does the craziest stuff ever that I've ever seen known to man.
I didn't even know that robots could do this.
And, okay, so we talked about the green light on the top of it. This green light is like a vision thing.
It can see you.
This robot sees and it looks, it reflects the green light off like surfaces, bounces back at the camera, and so it can track moving objects.
Quote unquote, like 3D mapping is what Bo called it.
That green thing you saw at the top, it's vision kind of, so it can kind of see where things are. So it has a camera and it has a bunch of green like laser pointers around it. Last year's game, you were kind of allowed to bring your own parts for things. And so we got reflective tape that we could put for like markers on things. Awesome. And so those green like lights or lasers around the camera would reflect off the tape and come back to the camera. And then we were able to program the like reception from the camera to align towards where that reflective tape was. So it can kind of track where moving objects are.
It's tracking where moving objects are. And I kind of find that insane. But tomorrow is Friday the 13th.
The most unlucky day of the year.
Now, would you really say that?
I blame curses.
Curses?
Completely.
Like, okay, well, so you're saying you believe in curses, though?
For sure. Do you believe in curses?
No, I don't believe in curses.
You're telling me you don't believe in curses.
I can see like maybe like ghosts or something, but not curses.
What's the difference between ghosts and curses?
A ghost is a ghost, and a curse is like a freaking witch with like a potion. Like, I don't know, abracadabra. Like,
no.
They got like a giant foot for a nose.
Not necessarily like a witch, but like if you walk under a ladder, see a black cat on Friday the 13th, step on a crack, like in the halls, you got to be really careful on Friday the 13th.
I step on cracks, my mother's back is still perfectly fine.
Maybe not this Friday the 13th.
Oh my God.
Anyway, there's this explorer who is searching for the lost city of the monkey gods.
What?
The lost city of the... You haven't heard of the lost city of the monkey gods?
No. Who has heard of the lost city of the monkey gods?
Jackson, who am I hosting with? The lost city of the monkey gods.
A sane person, that's who.
So pretty much, these people went out to some Indian tribe into this forest, and they had all these jewels and all this gold and everything, and they went into the forest, and then suddenly they just disappeared. No one knew what happened to them. So people believe that somewhere out there in a forest,
the monkey god took them.
There are jewels and everything.
Oh, really?
And the forest is cursed.
Really? The trees are cursed.
The forest itself is cursed.
Oh, wow. Okay, so we're getting to like some like Snow White stuff.
Jackson?
No, please continue your fantasy tale.
So this explorer who's on the search for the lost city of the monkey god.
Uh-huh, the monkey god.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. He goes out into the forest, and this first day out there, he gets sick.
Is this like King Kong? Like monkey god? Like
no,
King Kong?
Not, it's like,
just like Marcel from Friends?
What?
There's a little monkey.
Marcel, I remember the little monkey.
Oh, you got it? Yeah, is it like him?
I don't know. It's like a golden monkey statue.
Oh, golden monkey. Okay, wow. Okay.
Yeah.
Please continue.
Okay, so the guy goes out into the forest and he gets sick on the first day.
Is that...
Like, he's cursed.
It could be a coincidence.
A coincidence. Yeah, right. The explorer goes out on the first day and he gets sick, comes back. He has to leave.
He has to leave.
Uh-huh. Like really sick.
Are they, like, sane? Like, if you go into the forest, you're going to get sick?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I feel like we should test this. Breaking point test.
You want to go to Monkey God?
Yeah.
Okay, let's cancel New York. We'll go to, where is this forest?
I think it's Brazil, but I'm not.
Brazil.
Don't quote me on that.
I feel like everything is in South America.
Where is the lost city of the Monkey God? Honduras. Excuse me.
Oh, okay. So Central America. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's even better.
See?
Oh, yeah. So instead of going north, mm-hmm. we'll go down the Honduras.
It's warm there. You don't want to go there?
No, I don't want to go to the lost city of Monkey God. It's just a forest.
See, you believe in curses.
Oh, my God.
You don't want to get there because you're afraid that you are going to get cursed.
Because it's a waste of time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Guys, I think he's scared.